I don't know, man. They gotta come through the rafters first. So we're gonna do everything we can to take another one today.
Well, obviously, and looking forward to that win. And Lakeshore now, you've got their number.
We do.
Wisconsin Rapids has clinched the season series. 7 wins on the year, 7-4 on the year. You guys get a little extra confidence when you play the Chinooks?
We do. I think there's something in the air when we play Lakeshore, man. We know that we're going to give them a good time, so it's a fun feeling.
All right. Well, that's really all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add?
That's it. Let's go, Rafters fans.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Jake.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Austin.
Once again, that was Jake Beauchesne joining us on the pregame interview. We're going to go ahead and step aside, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And now it's time for Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us this afternoon as the Rafters are getting ready to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks here at Moonlight Graham Field. It's going to be a good day for baseball. Plenty warm enough out here, just about mid-70s, 75 degrees and sunny. Air quality is a little rough out here, but we've had to deal with that over the past few days, really. We'll continue to play through it. Either way, the temperature-wise, it's still absolutely perfect out here. 6-mile-an-hour wind as well, with 9-mile-an-hour gusts coming out of the east-southeast. And the Rafters on the road looking for another road victory. They've been a little bit better on the road than they have been at home, which has been a little bit surprising this year. And they were able to continue that last night. They're now 500 over their 8 road games, 4-4. They've split them and trying to get that to now a winning record over their last 9. But they'll have to get a win today against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Let's take a look at the starting pitchers for tonight's game. And mentioned it earlier, Nate Ciemne on the mound for the Chinooks. The right-hander comes from UW Parkside. He is 6 foot 190 out of Shorewood, Illinois, a 6.27 ERA on the year in 33 innings pitched. And mentioned it, he's played against the Rafters already 4 separate games. His last time went 2 innings back on July 3rd and allowed 4 earned runs, 5 runs in total on 6 hits and 3 walks. Was not his best appearance. However, his previous time out, he was able to go 5 2/3, and he allowed just the 3 runs. He was an out shy of a quality start. and we'll see if he is able to go back to that form against the Rafters today. On the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, it is Trevor Moick, who has a 3.18 ERA this season through 12 games. This is his fourth start of the year. He's got 28 and a third innings pitched. From San Diego, California, a guy who went to Regis University, he's 6'2", 210, and takes the mound for the Rafters. Taking a look now at the Rafters lineup as they get ready to go. Hiroto Kobayashi leads off with Kareema Rusevic and Jake Beauchesne due up in the top of the first. On the mound, Siemni fires first pitch inside for ball number one. 1:05 p.m. start time here in Mequon, Wisconsin, as the Rafters try and win three out of four games in a row against the Chinooks. Swing and a miss from Kobayashi brings the count now 1-1. And Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder, leading things off for Wisconsin Rapids, trying to get them started on the right foot. 1-1 coming home, breaking ball in there for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. And Kobayashi trying to keep up his hot streak in the righty-righty matchup. It's popped up middle of the infield. First baseman running over to it. He'll be called off by the third baseman, who makes the play on the first base side of the pitcher mound. But it's caught for out number one. And that takes care of the Rafters leadoff man, Hiroto Kobayashi. And it brings up Kareema Rusevic with the bases empty and one away in the top of the first. Matchup, first pitch, misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And batting 7 through 9 in the order, Lachlan Maud, Peyton Bryant, and Mike Monum. 1-0 count coming home, misses outside. Now 2-0 to Kareema Rusevic. Taking a look defensively at the lineup for the Chinooks now. On the mound, Nate Siemni, and he fires, gets one sent out towards center field by Rusevic, but a little too high in the air, and the center fielder underneath it, he'll make the play for out number two. Two up, two down in the top of the first, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the first. Still tied at zero, and the Rafters were held scoreless in the first inning yesterday, but they were still able to get that offense moving in the second. That really sparked them, especially because of the way that Justin Battle pitched. First one to Jake Beauchesne is in for a strike, 0-1 count. Behind the plate for the Chinooks today is Brock Parmer. Over on first base, it's Owen DeShazo. 0-1 count, a grounder over towards shortstop. Picked up off a hop, tough throw over to first, and just in time. Beauchesne nearly beat it out, but not quite. Good throw from the shortstop spot, and finishing up with the defensive alignment over at second, Jack Council. Over on third, Grant Gray. At short, Bubba Heidler. In the outfield and left, David Miza. In center, it's Cade Sears. And in right, Dylan Sales. That's a look at the lineups, and we'll go ahead and take a look at the Chinooks starting lineup and the Rafters defensive alignment when we return in the bottom of the first inning on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Trevor Moick is set to take the mound for the Rafters in the bottom of the first inning. It's tied 0-0 here at Moonlight Graham Field, and the Rafters hoping to get things rolling along on the pitching side. That's what sparked them yesterday behind Justin Battle's quality start. Trevor Moick coming off of his first quality start of the year in his last game at Green Bay, and hoping to keep the high strikeouts going. He has a ton of strikeouts through his three starts. In his three starts this year, he's combined for 17 strikeouts. First pitch on the way, it hits the inside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Grant Gray leading things off for the Chinooks. He'll be followed by David Mizah and Jack Council due up in the bottom of the first. 0-1 the count from Moick. Up the middle, it is hit over to second base. Going to be a tough play, but not able to be cleanly fielded by Madden Akko. And it's going to be an infield single. Maybe an error, but I would assume single for the Lakeshore leadoff batter. And it does go in as one, as Gray is now over to first base. And it brings up David Mizah to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the first. Mizah, left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Moick. First pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. Batting 4-6 in the order for the Chinooks, it's Brock Parmer, Cesar Gonzalez, and Dylan Sales. 1-0 count coming home. That time it hits the inner part of the plate for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Batting 7-9 for Lakeshore, Owen DeShazo, Kate Sears, and Bubba Heidler. Finishes up the lineup for them. 1-1 count coming home and can't find the outside edge. So now 2-1 to David Mizah. Now taking a look at the Rafters defensive alignment after this next pitch. 2-1 count. And still on first, Grant Gray. That one inside for ball number three. 3-1 the count. On the mound for the Rafters, Trevor Moick. Behind the plate is Lachlan Maud. Been playing a little bit of first and DHing as well, but now back behind the plate. 3-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. Breaking ball in there for strike number two. Good pitch by Trevor Moick, a get-right pitch. On the infield for the Rafters, Landon Gaz is back at first. Madden Akko at second. Kareem Arusovic is at third, and at shortstop, it's Luke Skinner. 3-2 the count with the man still on first. Pitch coming home. In there, called strike three on the upper outside corner. What a beautifully located pitch by Moick, and there was nothing Mizah could do about that. Brings up Jack Council to the plate with a man on first and one away in the bottom of the first. Still tied 0-0 between the Chinooks and the Rafters. Council right-handed hitting second baseman. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, breaking ball in there for strike number one. And after struggling with his control early in the count against David Mizah, seems like he's locating a little bit better here. Runner on first, getting a bit of a lead, but not going to go. Check swing as it misses a tad inside. Now 1-1 the count. And looking at Grant Gray, who stands on first base, he reached four times in the game yesterday. Did not steal a base, however. 1-1 the count coming home. A fly ball out towards right field down the line, and it will just land foul. Landon Gaz was giving it chase from first base, but couldn't quite get to it, and luckily it ended up just a couple feet to the right of that line. So now a 1-2 count, and Moick a strike away from his second K game. Brock Parmer is on deck if it gets there, although double play to end the inning is in order. 1-2 the count. Gray taking off, pitches high, throw on down to second. It is not in time, as Madden Akko had trouble fielding the ball and kind of drew away his tag off the hop. And now a 2-2 count, a stolen base for Grant Gray, and likely could have beaten him with a slightly better throw or tag, but either way, stolen base for Gray. First of the series. 2-2 count coming home. It's laced foul down the third base line, and still 2-2 the count. So Moick trying to work through the leadoff single. wasn't a greatly hit ball. It was kind of a soft roller up the middle, but in a spot where the defense couldn't do much with it. 2-2 count. This one misses low and away and goes all the way to the backstop. Rolls away from Lachlan Maud, who picks it up right back off the behind-the-plate warning track. A 3-2 count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. And Jack Council, who was trailing in the count earlier, has really fought at the plate. Here's the 3-2 from Moik, and taken. Did he go? He did! Check swing that he went around on just barely, and that's strike number three. Jack Council thought that he was walked and maybe has a reason to be upset about that one. Two strikeouts now for Trevor Moik as it brings up Brock Palmer to the plate with a man on third and two outs in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Palmer, misses outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. And Lakeshore trying to be the first on the board here. Still tied at zero. 1-0 the count coming home, and that time it finds the upper part of the zone for a 1-1 count. Palmer, the left-handed hitting catcher. Lefty-righty matchup between him and Moik. 1-1 coming home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Realized I didn't finish up the defensive alignment for the Rafters. In the outfield, in left, it's Peyton Bryant making his first start in the outfield this season. First appearance in the outfield. Rafters catcher. 1-2 coming home. Misses outside. Now 2-2 to Palmer. In center field, it's Jake Beauchesne, who was our pregame guest of the show. And then in right field, it's Hiroto Kobayashi. So that finishes up the Rafters defensive alignment. 2-2 count to Palmer on the way from Moik, and that's just outside for ball number three. And Moik not pitching pitch count efficiently, up to 20 pitches in the first inning, but still a chance to allow just the one base runner. He's stranded over there at third at the moment, and that one misses inside. Ball number four, first walk issued by Trevor Moik. And Brock Palmer will head to first base. Now runners on the corners with two outs in the bottom of the first. Still a 0-0 ball game. And Moik hoping to keep it as such. Brings up Cesar Gonzalez. And Gonzalez, a chance to put the Chinooks on top. Right-handed hitting DH today. He was the catcher yesterday. Righty-righty matchup between him and Moik. Runner on first is Palmer, not getting off on the first pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. Ball number one to Gonzalez. And Gonzalez had a pretty good debut yesterday, I'd say, for the Chinooks. Able to pick up a couple of hits. 2-for-5 from the plate. 1-0 count coming home. In there for strike number one. Now a 1-1 count. Gonzalez, who comes from Boston College. Chance to drive in a run here. No RBIs in the game yesterday for him. And the pitch on the way home just misses inside. Now a 2-1 count to Gonzalez. So a chance for his first RBI as a Chinook. With runners on the corners, just needs to pick up a hit. Although getting hits off of Trevor Moik has been difficult. That's one of the things that he's excelled at. Part of the reason why his strikeout numbers are so high is because he pitches around the middle. He doesn't offer them right down the plate. But it does mean he has higher walk numbers. 2-1 the count. Bringing the pitch home, and that one's going to hit off of Gonzalez. A hit-by-pitch there, and he's going to hop around after taking that one. And now the bases are loaded. Real threat for the Chinooks in the first inning. And Moik, a little bit of lost control here and has to refine what he was working with earlier. Dylan Sales now stepping into the batter's box. Bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the first. Still scoreless, but Chinooks a chance to really do some damage. Dylan Sales, the left-handed hitting right fielder, taking on the righty on the mound. First pitch, hit up the middle out towards left center field. Dropping, it will get down and bounce over the head of Peyton Bryant. Fielded by Beauchesne, who will throw it in. It's at least a two RBI double. Make it three as they clear the bases with Dylan Sales' extra base hit. 3-0 Lakeshore in the bottom of the first.
Another couple of runs scored means it's some ribbies of the game. Sponsored by
and a big-time play from the Lakeshore offense. Cesar Gonzalez scores from first. Brock Palmer scores from second. And Grant Gray scores from third. Now up at the plate, Owen DeShazo with a runner on second and two away. First pitch, breaking ball in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Well, Moik had been struggling with the control, and he was able to throw a strike, but a little too much of a strike. Dylan Sales took advantage of it. 0-1 count on the inside edge, strike number two, and that's more of what Moik was hoping to do on the last pitch. But now an 0-2 count. And DeShazo has really performed well against the Raptors this season. 0-2, misses low and away for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count. This the 12th game that the Chinooks have played the Raptors. DeShazo has played in 9 of them. And in those 9 games, he's batting .290. Pitch here, grounded over towards third, picked up. The throw across the diamond is a little off left, but still able to make the play is Landon Gaz, and it goes 5-3 to take care of the first inning. So the Chinooks score 3 runs on 2 hits. There were no errors, and the Chinooks left 1 on base. We go to the second when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Now into the top of the second, and the Raptors find themselves down 3-0 here at Moonlight Graham Field. And welcome back in. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the broadcast here is Lakeshore team journalist Wyatt Beaumeyer. And Wyatt, glad to have you joining us today. How's it going for you?
Austin, having me on. It's a beautiful day for baseball. A bit foggy, but still a beautiful day. And look, we got a good one. Final game. We've already played 11. This is the 12th now matchup between the Raptors and Chinooks, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's worked in the Raptors' way so far, as the first pitch on the way home in the second inning to Madden Aka was in there for strike number one, but not today. The Chinooks leading it 3-0 after a 3-run first inning. 0-1 count to Aka, grounded foul down the third baseline. 0-2 the count. Due up for the Raptors here in the top of the second. Madden Aka, Landon Gaz, and Luke Skinner. Nate Ciemne on the mound for the Chinooks, and he had a really good first inning. 0-2 the count, and Ciemne trying to go 4-up, 4-down. Breaking ball, misses inside. Now a 1-2 count. And Ciemne, it's been up and down for him. You look at the really past month or so for him, and started off the year pretty strong, but recently trying to get back on the right track. Grounder up the middle. Oh, nice play by Ciamini. Look what I found. Flips it back to first. And that is a 1-3 easy put out to take care of Madden Akko. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with one away, and the base is empty in the top of the second. And, you know, obviously you've been here catching up with Lakeshore all season long, and so you know this team better than really anyone except maybe the players or coaches. And, well, it's been a rough season overall, but it has for Wisconsin Rapids as well. And there are certain things for every team that go wrong, but also things that go right, as the first pitch to Landon Gaz misses outside, 1-0 the count. And when you look at Lakeshore, what's one thing that maybe goes unnoticed by the average viewer? 1-0 count coming home. Misses just a bit low, 2-0 the count.
I would say starting pitching at times. This team has gotten some dominant performances. Dominic Monaco, Donnie Edgar, who just pitched against the Rafters a couple evenings ago. And the second half pitching staff has been much improved from a very, I would say, difficult first half.
2-0 count is a fly ball out towards right field, and right at the right fielder, caught by Dylan Sales for out number two. That's now two up, two down, and well, it looks like we might be getting another one of those strong starting performances here from Nate Ciamini.
Well, the key with Nate Ciamini is pitch count. He can be wild at times. He's walked four or more batters multiple times in his starts, part of why he hasn't gone four innings in the start in his last five starts. So really the key with Ciamini is pounding the strikes and getting a lot of early contact.
Well, so far been able to do that. No strikeouts, but five putouts as the first pitch to Luke Skinner comes on the way home in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Skinner, the third batter of the inning, comes up with the bases empty and two away in the top of the second. Still 3-0 the lead for the Chinooks, and the 0-1 count misses away. Now 1-1 to Skinner. Left-handed hitting shortstop for the Raptors, and it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Ciamini. Skinner's done well against right-handed pitching this year. 1-1 count popped up, though, towards the left side of the infield, reaching in foul territory. Will it get out of play? Yes, it will. It's in the grandstand, and now a 1-2 count. And Skinner, I mean, he has been on quite a bit of a roll as of late for the Rafters. The left-hand hitter has really struggled this year, but yesterday was able to double. That's part of his recent stretch of games where he's been able to find some success as the pitch on the way home misses again, 2-2 the count. Over the past seven games, he's got a hit in four of them and combined for seven hits in those seven games. 2-2 count, grounded foul down the first baseline and towards the Chinooks dugout. Still 2-2 the count. And part of that is because Skinner's been able to take his pitches and draw walks. And you mentioned it earlier, Nate Ciamini, a guy who has struggled with the location at times. And Skinner going to be trying to make the most of that, but he swings and misses at strike number three. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance, but it goes 1-2-3 in the second inning. What a great performance so far from Nate Ciamini. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Second, we head to the bottom of the second. It is 3-0 Lakeshore here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad.
Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
A strong few innings from Nate CM as we field here in Meck, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks. It's 3-0 Lakeshore in the bottom of the second, and Trevor Moik back out for his second inning. That first inning didn't quite go his way, and the Chinooks offense looking really strong. First pitch on the way to Cade Sears, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Moik hoping to do more of what Ciemni's been able to do, but struggled a bit with the location in that first inning, and now a fly ball out towards right field. Underneath it is Kobayashi, slows down, and will make the catch for out number one. One up, one down, and not the at-bat that Cade Sears was hoping for. And on the season, Sears has been looking pretty good, but against the Rafters, it's been a real struggle for him.
Well, you go back to a couple days ago, drops a fly ball in center field, but recently committed to Vanderbilt from Community College. You love to see that. He's a very hard worker, but his key trait, he is very fast on the bases.
Yes, he is. Well, hasn't had too much time there against the Rafters. A grounder over towards third. Tough play as he was pushed in, but able to hop up and make the catch and throws it over to first for a 5-3 putout. Bubba Heidler dealt with for out number two, and that's two up, two down in the second inning, and it brings back up Grant Gray. And Gray, man, oh man, he has been red hot, to say the least. He already started this game with a leadoff single back in the first inning, and yesterday he was a triple shy of the cycle. He had a grand slam and five RBIs on the game as the first pitch on the way to Gray misses inside for ball number one. Bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the second. 3-0 the lead for the Chinooks. Gray, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup as the 1-0 count hits the outside edge of the zone. Now 1-1 the count. Moik steps back, now fires home. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Now 1-2 the count, and Gray going to be working from down. You look back to yesterday's game. He was able to single when he had a 1-2 count back in the third inning, but most of the counts, it was early swings from him, and he sends one, a chopper over towards third. Arusevic is there. Throw to first. It's in time. Another ground out. It's 5-3, and that a much more efficient inning from Trevor Moik. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the third. It's 3-0 Lakeshore here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
First two innings have been from Nate Ciemni. He's looking to make it three as we get back to work in the top of the third inning. The Rafters find themselves down 3-0, and they'll be seeing their 7-9 batters due up in the order. That's Lachlan Maude, Peyton Bryant, and Mike Monahan. So Maude will lead off against Nate Ciemni, and I'm Austin Thomas. Joining me on the broadcast, it's Lakeshore journalist Wyatt Bohmeyer, and Wyatt, you mentioned it earlier. The key for Ciemne is going to be to keep the pitch count low. He's been able to do just that through the first two innings, just 22 pitches thrown, trying to keep his efficiency going against Lachlan Maud. First pitch, a curveball that's fouled back just off the tip of the bat by Maud, now an 0-1 count.
There it is right there, getting first pitch contact, first pitch swing.
And getting ahead in counts has certainly been something that's helped him out. 0-1, not another swing and a miss from Maud, and now 0-2. But it is worth noting, Lachlan Maud really been struggling as of late, and a lot of the reason is because he gets behind early in counts over these last few games. He had a little bit of a hot streak, a three-game hit streak, but over the last few, it's been rough. 0-2 count, misses for ball number one, but still trying to work here. The right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters did play in the game yesterday. He was batting in the same spot and sends one out towards left field, but foul, and now it's a 1-2 count yet again. Fifth pitch of the plate appearance coming up, and Maud fighting away. Yesterday, he was able to score three runs in the game, although he only reached base the three times. Swings and misses at this pitch, strike number three, and that's the second strikeout of the game for Nate Ciemne. Brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate with one out, and the base is empty. And Bryant, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the game today, and you might be asking, why is Bryant in left field? Well, the Rafters really struggling with a depleted roster right now as the first pitch to Bryant hits the bottom part of the zone, 0-1 the count. And so, you know, you got a guy who's willing to play in the outfield, wanting to learn flexibility, and you're going to try and work him in as this one is hit out towards right field. Down the line, the right fielder underneath it, and the ball will be caught by Dylan Sales for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning. Brings up the nine-hole batter, Mike Monahan, with two outs and the bases empty in the top of the third. Still 3-0 Lakeshore. And Mike Monahan, the designated hitter for the Rafters, one of the post-All-Star break additions. And those first five games, a real rough roll for him. However, real big turnaround yesterday as the first pitch misses low for ball number one. 1-0 count. On him yesterday, 3-for-5 in the game. He also reached on an error one of those five times. Had three singles. 1-0 count coming home. That pitch misses just below the zone. Now a 2-0 count. And Monahan, a rather big surprise for the Rafters, was able to drive in a run and also scored three times. 2-0 coming home. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Now a 2-1 count. And when you look at Nate Ciemne, occasionally you've seen that breaking ball come out, and when he throws it, it's looked really dominant today.
Well, a lot of his misses have been very close. I'm very encouraged with what I'm seeing out of Nate's hand.
2-1, misses low and away, now 3-1. Count. Of course, as soon as you say that, he throws a ball, but that's the announcer's jinx for you. You're getting used to it just like I am. 3-1 the count now to Monahan in the righty-righty matchup. Taken a little high for ball number four, and that is the first base runner of the game for the Rafters. A two-out walk to Monahan in the top of the third, puts a man on first, and brings up Hiroto Kobayashi. The Rafters still trailing it 3-0. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with the man on first. Pitch on the way home, and that one called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and another first pitch strike there from Nate Ciemne. 0-1 the count, and Ciemne looking back over toward first base. Pickoff move his way after a quick look back home, and Monahan back in plenty of time. So Monahan really turning things around here, and an experienced Northwoods League veteran. It's a surprise that the early part of the season for him was the struggle. And now a pickoff move back towards first from the catcher, but not quite in time as the ball had missed low and away, nearly got away from Brock Parmer, but nice play from him, and then tried to catch Monahan sneaking off of first, but not able to. 1-1 count coming home now. This one once again in the turf. 2-1 the count, and still the dirt mound out there in the middle of the infield at Moonlight Graham Field, but the rest of the field entirely turf, and the only place that you'll see that as the first pitch on the way home was a strike. He now gets a second strike of the at-bat after a couple of balls to Kobayashi, so a 2-2 count. Runner on first is Monum, and with two away, Kobayashi hoping to stay alive. Pitch on the way, misses low and outside, now 3-2, and Kobayashi showing off the discipline at the plate. And you're looking at a batter like Kobayashi against somebody like Siemne, who has struggled with the location, and a very fundamental batter who likes to take walks. He'll take one right here as that pitch misses away. Back-to-back walks, and all of a sudden, Nate Siemne not quite as accurate.
Well, this has been the issue with Siemne at times. He will be dominant. He will be in the groove, and then just one batter can kind of derail an outing. Don't want to say that yet. Still only at 40 pitches, very efficient, but back-to-back walks with two outs. Siemne really needs to get this batter right here.
Yeah, it does put that seed of doubt in your mind, to say the least. And now coming up with a lefty at the plate, Kareem Arusovic works in his favor. Left-handed hitting third baseman, first pitch on the way, clips the outside edge for strike number one. And once again, starting off with a first pitch strike, and well, he continues to do that, but had a first pitch strike to Kobayashi, though he threw four of the next five pitches for balls. 0-1 the count to Arusovic coming home. This one's hit out towards center field, dropping it, will get down in front of Sears. Now rounding third and coming home is Monum. It's cut off at the middle of the infield. RBI single for Kareem Arusovic and cuts the deficit to two runs. It's 3-1 Lakeshore in the top of the third inning now as the Rafters try and get this offense on track. Arusovic on first, Kobayashi on second as Monum came around to score from second base. Two-out rally for the Rafters and trying to compound things off of Nate Siemne. That's the first hit of the game as here's a pop-up out towards shallow center field running up on it. It will drop into no man's land. And now the throw coming in, it won't be in time as it's cut off at the middle of the infield yet again. RBI single for Jake Beauchesne. It's a one-run game in the top of the third. Back-to-back RBI singles from the Rafters. Kareem Arusovic and Jake Beauchesne breaking up the no-hitter and doing so in a big way. Now Madden Akko up at the plate. Kareem Arusovic is all the way on third base as well. Of course, runners were going with two away. And now at the plate, Madden Akko, first pitch down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Akko, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty matchup between him and Siemne. Beauchesne on first, Arusovic on third. Two away in the third inning. Grounder over towards short. Going to be a tough play. Throw across the body. It's not picked up at first base. This game is tied at three. And a big-time mistake there is the shortstop Bubba Heidler ran up on the ball and tried to throw it over to first. Would have been a tough pick from Owen DeShazo, and it bounces off of his glove and allows Madden Akko to reach first. Jake Beauchesne goes to second, and along with that, Kareem Arusovic comes home to score. Officially goes in as an E6, and it brings up Landon Gaz, a ball to the right side of the infield. Picked up deep in the two hole as that one's grabbed for a 4-3 put out, but a quick turnaround for the Rafters as they're able to put the ball into play. They score three runs in the inning on two hits. There was one error from the Chinooks, and the Rafters left two on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It is tied at three here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Welcome back into Raptors Baseball. It's the bottom of the third inning after the Raptors tied it up 3-3 with a big three-run third inning, and the threes standing out as number 37 is back to work on the mound for the Raptors. Trevor Moik for his third inning of action. Last inning, uber efficient for him. He threw just seven pitches to get out 1-2-3. First pitch on the way of the bottom of the third, misses inside. David Mizza at the plate. Mizza, the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Moik. 1-0 count, misses high, now 2-0. And David Mizza will be followed by Jack Council and Brock Parmer due up in the bottom of the third for the Chinooks. And the Chinooks scored three runs in that first inning, although Moik was able to find his location last inning. This time, however, now down in the count, 3-0 against David Mizza. Mizza, he had been red hot entering yesterday's game, but yesterday didn't quite go his way. 3-0 count down the middle for strike number one on a 3-1 count. And this one already started off with a strikeout looking on a pitch that was just near the zone. And Mizza 0-4 with a walk in yesterday's game. Brings him to 0-5 in the series. And a breaking ball drops a little bit above the zone and a leadoff walk for David Mizza.
Well, Mizza was actually claimed off waivers by the Green Bay Rockers a couple weeks ago. I'm sure you remember playing against the Rockers, playing against Mizza, but wanted more playing time, obviously, with his teammate Grant Gray, both playing at UCLA. So a couple final few weeks of the season, Mizza joins the Chinooks from the Rockers.
Yeah, and bringing him over here, it's been a big deal as that one is lined down the left field line and bounces off of the white. It stays fair. Now rounding for third and coming on home is Mizza. He will score on the RBI double from Jack Council. Well, Mize's speed already shown off on the base pads. He was flying around there, scored from first on a corner hit to the left field wall. Jack Council picks up the RBI, and that puts the Chinooks back on top. It's 4-3 now in the bottom of the third. Brings up Brock Parmer to the plate with a runner on second. Nobody out in the bottom of the third. Moik trying to get back on track. First pitch on the way. Gets a swing and a miss from Parmer. 0-1 the count. Parmer, left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Moik. Runner on second is Jack Council. And he had struck out his first time, but able to turn it around in a big way. 0-1 coming home. Big swing and a miss from Parmer. Now 0-2 on the count and left-handed hitter. So it does work in his favor, but Parmer batting cleanup for a reason. 0-2 the count. Moik looks back to second. Runner taking off. Swing and a miss. Throw on down to third. Is it a double play? Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. Strikeout of Brock Parmer, and Jack Council caught stealing third. Great throw from Lachlan Maude as he's able to catch that runner taking off. And that caught stealing for Lachlan Maude is his third caught stealing of the year, as it brings up Cesar Gonzalez with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the third. 4-3, the Chinooks lead after the RBI double from Jack Council put them on top earlier in the inning. A little bit of a surprise to see Council's caught stealing there.
Well, this is a very aggressive Chinooks base running team. They are always going to try to capitalize on that.
First pitch on the way home now to Gonzalez. Misses low for ball number one. And yeah, you can really see that. And the Raptors right now, their catchers have been working on getting up those caught stealing numbers. Lachlan Maude had entered this game with an under 10% caught stealing percentage, as the 1-0 count is called for a strike against Gonzalez. So for Maude, that's a big deal to get that third caught stealing, as he's trying to get back on the right track. You know, you usually look at a 20% to 25%. That's a good number to be looking at, as the liner is fouled down the left field line. Now 1-2 to Gonzalez. And especially with a team like Lakeshore, who is going to steal so many bases, a big opportunity for a catcher to show off. One and two the count, and Gonzalez trying to keep the inning alive with two away. Moik taking his time and now fires home. It's a fly ball out towards deep left field on the run back. Bryan is at the warning track and can't bring it in. It's over his glove, and now he'll throw it back in, cut off by Skinner. But it's a double for Gonzalez, their second double of the inning, and puts a man in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the third.
Well, this may only be Cesar Gonzalez's second game as a Chinook, but he has been hitting the ball hard in almost every single at-bat. Double yesterday to almost the exact same spot. Hit a fly ball out there as well yesterday, hitting the ball very hard. And really, he is impressed in only just two games as a member of the Chinooks.
Yeah, he certainly has. Yesterday, he went 2 for 5. He had a double in that one, and now he's got a double in this game. So, real hot start. 3 for 6 to start off his Chinooks career. He's also been hit by a pitch, so an over 500 OBP. Check swing here from Dylan Sales. Did he go around? No, he didn't. 1-0 count as it misses away. Dylan Sales, talk about hitting the ball hard. He did back in the first inning. Bases clearing double that put the Chinooks up 3-0. Scored all three runs on that one. Only one more run has been scored since that point. That was on the RBI double from Jack Council. 1-0 count misses away. Now a 2-0 count. And the Chinooks have been getting extra base hits against the Rafters. Yesterday, four doubles off of Justin Battle, despite his great performance. The Rafters have been able to hold those doubles to very minimal damage as the 2-0 count misses inside for ball number three. And when you're looking at the Chinook side, why is it that those doubles haven't been more impactful until right now?
Well, this team has struggled at times to hit with men on base, and it is a very streaky thing to do.
3-0 count misses outside, and well, now you got two men on base, so you talk about getting clutch at bats and ones that are meaningful right here in a one-run game. Yes, you've got the lead, but the Chinooks would love to add some insurance. You cannot count the Rafters to go scoreless the rest of the way.
We look at the box score from yesterday night. Lakeshore left a lot of men on base, lots of traffic, but just couldn't pick up the big hit. By the time it happened, Greg Grand Slam, was already too late. Now, hitting is contagious. That has always been the saying. If one person gets a hit with people on base, you're going to see the line moving, but the problem has been just getting that one big hit. And also with this park lends a lot of extra base hits. It's very deep, especially 404 center field. You see a lot of triples as well, especially down the right field line. This park plays big. The Chinooks really haven't had issues hitting for extra bases, but just the big issue has been hitting those runners home, picking up clutch hits, you could say, because being clutch isn't necessarily a stat, but it will win you and it will certainly lose you games.
Yeah, and you mentioned the triple. Well, Cade Sears had one in the game yesterday. You look at the doubles that came in yesterday's game, they all came really without much damage to be done. A couple of them leadoff doubles and a couple of them with nobody on the base paths as well. Runners on first and second here, and Owen DeShazo going to try and do some damage. Two away in the bottom of the third. It's 4-3 Lakeshore, and Trevor Moik had a quick mound visit there as Manny Silva went out to talk things over. 1-0 count to DeShazo, and Moik's got to find his location, but doesn't do so there. Another pitch that he just holds on a little too long for, and now misses away. 2-0 the count. DeShazo 0-1 on the game, grounded out 5-3. His last time up. On first, it's Dylan Sales. On second, Cesar Gonzalez. 2-0 coming home. Breaking ball on the inside edge. Called for strike number one. 2-1 the count. You mentioned leaving runners on base. Yesterday, they left a runner on base in all but the first inning. Every single one.
That's a very tough stat to overcome.
2-1 the count, and Moik brings the pitch home. It's fouled back and just to the left of the press box here. I thought I was going to get a ball my way.
We've had one ball come to the press box. It was against Fond du Lac, I want to say, the first week of the season.
So not quite here. Well, we had a ball hit back in the press box at Witter Field earlier as well. Nearly took out our graphics designer, Ella Avery. She ducked out of the way here as one's lifted foul down the left field line. That one was smoked by DeShazo, but just not able to straighten it out. Still a 2-2 count, and with two away, Moik really trying to get through three innings here, and mentioned the depleted roster for the Rafters. That does include the pitching staff as well. A couple of injuries and a couple of colleges already calling as this one is hit up the middle and over towards shortstop. Skinner's not able to dive out for it. Rounding third and coming home to score is Cesar Gonzalez. And now the throw on the way to third base misses inside. And that one goes to the backstop. It's an error that allows both of the other runners to advance. Sales will come home score. It's now 6-3 Lakeshore in the bottom of the third.
Well, that at bat by the Shazo is what this team has needed. The clutch hit, the extension run, the add-on just gets enough of this ball, hit it up the middle, but then a big mistake by the Raptors defense, bringing in a second run. And look, we're in for a high-scoring game today, I would say 6-3 already.
Potentially, yesterday was a high-scoring game, well, although it didn't really feel like that, at least for the Chinooks early, they're able to turn things around here. Justin Battle was really just dominant, but outside of that, Chinooks did a lot better of a job, especially against Preston Steiner, as Cade Sears now at the plate. Mentioned him earlier for tripling yesterday, but he takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. 1-0 count. Runner on second base and a 6-3 lead as the next pitch misses for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Still two outs in the bottom of the third and a bunch of three spots. I feel like we've seen so many of those these past two games. Something special about that number? I don't know. 2-0 the count, just misses away. Do you ever get superstitious with things like that?
It becomes, baseball is a game of randomness, and I would say that's a complete stat of randomness. And really, that's why baseball is the best sport. It is the most unpredictable sport. Lots of threes put up in both of these games.
Three runs in the third inning for both teams. 3-3 in the third inning with 3-7 on the mound for the Raptors. And now a 3-1 count to Cade Sears. Just got to mention as many threes as possible now. You are our third color commentator of the year.
Say it's the magic number.
3-1 coming home. It's a check swing, and that one called for strike number two. Full count to Sears, the left-handed hitting center fielder, and Moink really needed that one. That one barely clipped the bottom part of the strike zone. Only one batter has been retired this inning. The other out came from the caught stealing. Rock Palmer struck out swinging earlier in the inning. The last three batters have all reached a double, a walk, and a single. Three hits this inning, and Moik trying to avoid a fourth, but this one lined just foul down the right field line and into the netting. Still 3-2 the count, and Sears really working a strong plate appearance here, but trying to get on base, that's going to be his key. You look at Sears' numbers this year against the Raptors. He is batting .250, but his on-base percentage just .280. 613 OPS, hit out towards center field, running up on it now. Late jump from Beauchesne, and diving! Did he make that catch? Waiting for the call? Yeah, he did! Out number three, what a play by Jake Beauchesne. Full extension on that one and takes care of Cade Sears to get out of the third inning. But three runs do come across for the Chinooks on three hits. There was one error and the Chinooks left one on base. We go to the fourth. It's 6-3 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Welcome back into Raptors baseball on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Mequon, Wisconsin. The Raptors, though, not having the game that they were hoping for as they trail at 6-3, but they've still got signs of life. They put up three runs last inning. First pitch on the way to Luke Skinner is fouled back. Nate Ciemne back on the mound as he has yet to hit 50 pitches. First one to Skinner, 0-1 the count, and Skinner 0-1 on the game. Skinner will be followed by Lachlan Maude and Peyton Bryant due up in the grounder hit right back to the mound off of a slow hop. Ciemne tosses it to first. It's in time for a 1-3 putout. That takes care of Luke Skinner. One up, one down, and it brings up Lachlan Maude with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fourth inning. 6-3 the score, and, well, Trevor Moik not having the start he was hoping for, and especially not the efficiency he was hoping for. He's at 67 pitches in his three innings as the first one on the way home to Lachlan Maude in there for a strike. 0-1 the count, and Moik, not someone who throws too many pitches. Grounder over towards third base, a couple of hops. Throw on to first is in time. A